In the 1930s, the American composer and author Paul Bowles went to Morocco. He fell in love with the country, especially its music. He eventually moved there and took it upon himself to record as much of Morocco's traditional music as he could. This comes from a 4-CD box set called Music of Morocco. Reviewer Banning Ayer says the recordings tell us almost as much about Bowles as they do about the Morocco he knew.
Paul Bowles made these recordings for the Library of Congress during an intensive 5-month period in 1959. He traveled far and wide by Volkswagen Beetle with a large reel-to-reel tape recorder. Often, musicians had to come to locations where there was electricity, and Bowles would do his best to arrange them around his microphone to get the sound he desired. In the northern city of Fez, he recorded an entire Andalusian orchestra, music with ties to medieval Moorish Spain. Now, Bowles was not a scholar out to study and survey. This was a labor of love. This 4-CD set comes with a 120-page booklet full of Bowles' colorful field notes and commentary, all compiled by ethnomusicologist Philip Schuyler. Schuyler points out that Bowles was willing to resort to surprising, even questionable, tactics to get what he wanted. One flute player insisted his instrument had to be accompanied by a drum. Bowles demanded that he play it alone, proclaiming the American government wished it. There's a fascinating contradiction here. Bowles always wants to record the most authentic, archaic, traditional version of everything, except when something about that sound offends him personally, like the buzzing metallic resonator on this traditional bass lute. Hearing that buzz as distortion, Bowles insists the resonator be removed and records this. To listen through these diverse recordings and read Bowles' urgent revelatory notes is to enter a realm of his psyche. Paul Bowles does not render these sometimes strident sounds safe or friendly, but he makes them his, and this collection has the power to lure us into his own deep hypnosis, his gut-level obsession with a North African land he's chosen to call home.
Banning Ayer is a producer for Afropop Worldwide. He reviewed Music of Morocco, recorded by Paul Bowles.